Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning, bright and early on a Monday morning. Thank you for trusting me with your time. As some of you know, I used to do these videos in the morning, kind of got away from it for a while, and God really has been impressing on me that I need to do it again. I am in the middle of writing a book, and he just said to me, "You have stuff written. Why don't you go and just proclaim it?" And it to me, it was a little bit different than writing it. I'm going to be talking to you about it, maybe giving a little bit of extra information. So, this is one that I wrote 2 years ago, December of 2018, and it was funny because it was the first one that came up for me to look at, to read, and ponder if this is the one I want to use for my first Monday's meditation, and it has just resonated with me so much. So I hope it does the same with you. I trust it does, and I pray it does. So it is entitled, "My Father is Good, and That Will Be Enough." Sometimes I just have to remind myself that my Father is good, and that will be enough. His ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. I may not understand the plan, but often, through many tears, I understand that He always has a plan and a purpose for everything in my life. Everything does not always feel good, but He is good. My feelings matter, but not more than His plan and not more than His love. And when my wayward feelings try to get the best of me is when I realize that I have not opened His word lately. Therefore, the enemy's voice was entertained because it was allowed greater access to my mind. The enemy hits in the area of identity. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but I notice it. He hits in the area of identity of both my identity and God's identity. He says things like, "Is God who you think He is?" He wants me to question God's identity. He wants me to question my love, His love for me, because he says things like, "Does He really care for you if you were going through all of this and you are His child?" Have you ever noticed that? That is a very common area of an attack of the enemy, is your identity. By reading God's word, you get to know who you are. This is where I learn and I hear often who I am. You need to have His voice silence with His voice, God's voice. At this point, when I am bombarded with Satan hitting me with an attack on my identity, I have decided that I only have one option. I don't know, many of you hear me say quite often, I don't have an option B. God is my option A. And I mean that. I say it often so that I may remind my own self about it. My option is, at this point, which voice do I entertain? I have found that I am not strong enough to silence the voice of the enemy. Because you know why? My flesh, it wants to listen. My wayward flesh wants to listen to the enemy, and then it's two against one, which doesn't sound like great odds, right? But you know what? This is not a power struggle. It's a truth battle. Therefore, God's word, God's voice, will always win if I let it. I can choose. See, God lets me choose which voice to entertain. So, in the midst of the chaos and the voices vying for my attention, I have another only option, and that is I need to retreat to my Father's side. I know that many times people tell me I don't understand, because I may ask them if they've spent how their time is with the Lord, and they might tell me the prayer time or this and that, and I ask about what about just spending time, with Him, and they will tell me quite often, "I don't know what it means to be still. What do? Do you sit there and do nothing? What does it mean to be still?" As the psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I was trying to explain to my friend that I had this log on my space in my closet I went to, and I was missing it so much. And I have friends that are encouragers, and they will tell me, "But you spend time with Him all the time." I'm like, "Yes, but I want that time. I want that time." And then they were thinking that I was wanting it because I needed to do that punching that time card. I've got to have my time in with God in the mornings and stuff. And that's a very legalistic way to view it. And I often do that. So my friend was right on point by calling me out and questioning if that was my motive, because we don't want to do that. That's not God's intent. And when I finally explained it to her a little bit more, she said, "Oh, you're talking about soak time." And I was like, "Yes. I have never heard it put that way before." That's my friend Deanna. And I said, yes, that's it. I want time where I just sit. You know, I don't know. I think we've been trained to make our requests known. And Jesus told us to do those things, but he also said the Father knows what we need ahead of time. So, and then there are people, and you do want to listen. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and doesn't chastise us for asking, and it will be given. So we're also instructed to listen and ask for wisdom, and we will get it. So, but my prayer time, it is a dialogue, it's a conversation. But you know, there's times with my husband that I just want to be with him. I don't exchange words. I just want to sit by him. I just want to hold his hand. We may be watching TV, or we may be sitting outside, like when we got away for a vacation a while back, and we just sat on that front porch of the cabin, and we just sat there, and we just had time together, and we were being still in each other's presence and knowing each other in a different way, where we didn't have to have an intellectual dialogue. So, that's the same way, being still and knowing that he is God. I wrote, there in his presence, I do not necessarily hear his voice right away. I think he wants to see if I'm coming to him for things or for him. Will I be satisfied just to be in his presence? Yes. He eventually speaks, but many times it is so soft, like a feather or a whisper. The enemy sounds so different. The enemy screams horrible accusations at me. There is no peace in his presence. Then I find myself acting more like the enemy than my father, for his voice, the enemy's voice, is the voice that I'm accustomed to, and it then will be the voice that I acclimate to as I listen to it over and over again if I don't pick up God's word and hear God's voice. God beckons me. He doesn't scream at me like my to-do list. He doesn't scream at me like the enemy. God beckons me in a totally different way. I liken it to a look and an outstretched hand. I don't know why. That is just the most benevolent, kindly gesture I can see someone doing. When you are hurting, maybe it's a picture of you being down in the pit, and someone comes along and sees you, and they know how to get out. They know they can pull you out, and they reach down and they just offer a hand. And then that hand that's offered, and that face that, come on, it's time to get out. It's time to get out of the pit. That's what I see it. God beckons me with a look and an outstretched hand. It's the invitation to his presence. We go to his presence sometimes and we ask for, God, give me peace in this situation. God, protect me in this situation. God, provide me with this in this situation. But you know what's so interesting? In his presence comes peace, provision, and protection. Like, I learned that about him while I'm with him. When you know somebody, you've been around them over and over and over, or you say you know them your whole life, you know, you tend to know when something's out of sorts. You know their character so much more. You know, if someone always calls me when they're running late, and then one time they don't, I will definitely say, hey, that's out of character. Something's wrong. That's not their norm. When you spend time just soaking in the Father's presence, when you spend time just reading his word, then you begin to know what his norm is. And I said it earlier, my Father is good, and that will be enough. And so, you know, the invitation to an embrace that he offers you, that soak time, it's an embrace that, for me, dispels the lies, melts the fear, and restores my soul. In his presence, I receive the instructions, because I start to learn his character and what's going to happen, what he's probably, you know, not necessarily what's going to happen, but what's coming. The enemy's words cannot erase what I know deep in my soul, that my Father loves me, my Father cares for me, my Father is good, and that will be enough. You know, I learn that I can trust him. And that's what I want you to ponder on this week. Can you find that time to spend with him? That soak time, just to sit in his presence. I know it's going to seem like odd because you're not saying a word. Just sit there and just say, God, I just want to feel you. I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your arms wrap around me. Text me if you need to. Let me know how it's going, if you're struggling. That's what I'm here for. And I want to see you next Monday. Have a blessed day and a blessed week.